In a hallway near the auditorium where their friends and family waited, students who never thought they'd see this day nervously straightened their royal blue gowns. They arranged the gold tassels on their mortarboard caps.
I just can't grasp it. I'm so emotional to where I can cry.
Quantisha Ray, who's 19 now, dropped out after she fell behind in middle school and had to repeat a few grades.
I kind of got discouraged.
But she never truly gave up.
I came back because I didn't want to have any guilt, you know, deep down inside. And in my future, I didn't want to have to tell any one of my children or family members that I quit school.
Isamar Campos quit for the same reason. Then she found the Dallas Khan Academy Charter School in Oak Cliff, where returning students learn in classrooms with no more than 15 students. And social workers help troubled kids through personal crises.
Well, I went to a school where the population was about 5,000 students. So right here, I think each advisor has about 50. So that really helps you out.
And now, this new graduate who once avoided school wants more.
Well, I'm planning to go to community college. I do plan to be a sonogram technician.
Teacher Gary Barnett looks like a proud father as he congratulates and hugs the students. He says, in fact, many of them come to think of the Dallas Khan staff as second parents because they provide the extra encouragement and guidance many of these students need.
We receive a lot of students that come with a lot of family hardship, mostly poverty, and some of them probably had to have a child, or some of them had to quit school and start working to support their families. And what we do is we kind of give them that independence to be able to become self-sufficient.
That's part of what Dallas Khan gave 17-year-old Richard Flores, who we met last fall. He got kicked out of school for fighting, but the real problem was at home.
My dad, like, he got deported, and, like, I got into a bad car wreck. I couldn't really pay attention in school. I was thinking about my dad all the time.
But so much has happened since a friend talked Richard into going back to get his diploma. In his final year, he received almost all A's. His new classmates elected him prom king, and in January, Richard will begin training in the Navy.
I felt like I was really in trouble, and I just felt like I should make a better decision and do what I can for my country, do what I can for myself to get some better discipline, to become a better man.
As the new graduates enter the auditorium, Richard's mother, uncle, and little sister lean forward to find him. Rachel Flores explains just how important Richard's graduation is for the entire family.
I was there. I was going to graduate, but things in my life just turned around and I didn't go forward with it. I can't explain. Just words can't explain how happy and proud I am. He just turned around one day and accepted everything that he had done in the past and turned it all into good.
Gustavo Coronilla, Gloria Flores, Richard Flores.
Richard says he's here today accepting his diploma and a special award for leadership because of the support he received at a school focused on returning students.
Whenever you're walking down the hall, teachers tell you, hey, you know, shake your hands, like pat you on the back and make you feel good. Every time you think you're down, they'll pick you back up and they'll help you through it. And I never got that at regular school. Every time I was down, I was just down.
The most important lesson Richard and many of these graduates say they learned is that when you have a second chance in life, take it. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.